In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I'm always worried on this Sunday because the dogs seem to be the most vocal critics of my sermons. But it's all good. Any animal lover cannot help but be touched by the life of St. Francis, because so many of the stories that surround this well-known gentle saint have to do with animals. And one of my favorite stories is about St. Francis preaching to the birds. Francis and some companions, it seems, were traveling along the road when Francis looked up and saw a tree full of birds. And Francis, according to his biographer, left his companions in the road and ran eagerly to the birds, and then humbly begged the birds to listen to the word of God. "My brother birds," he preached to them, "you should praise your Creator and always love him. He gave you feathers to clothe you, wings so that you can fly, and whatever else was necessary for you. God made you noble among the creatures, and he gave you a home in the purity of the air. And since you know neither how to sow nor to spin, God clothes you and your little ones. Your Creator loves you, seeing that he has given you so many benefits. Guard yourselves, therefore, brothers, birds, from the sin of ingratitude, and be ever mindful to give praise to God." Now, if I was one of Francis's companions, I probably would be looking over my shoulder for one of those hidden camera kind of things, But Francis says some very important things to this flock of blue jays and crows. We can provide for our own material needs, but God provides for the birds and other animals who cannot produce what they need. But then St. Francis reminds the birds that they should guard themselves from the sin of ingratitude and be ever mindful to praise God. God provides for the needs of the creatures in the field and in the ocean and the air, but he has done so much for us. God has given us the skills and the talents and the passions to provide for ourselves. God gave us intellect and wisdom and curiosity and ability, a combination I think that probably no other creature on this planet has. Guard yourselves, therefore, from the sin of ingratitude, and be ever mindful to give praise to God. The advice Francis gives to the birds should convict us. Let us guard ourselves from the sin of ingratitude, and be ever mindful to give praise to God. Those words aren't for the birds of the sky. Those words are for us. Those words are for those of us who believe that what we have and what we have accomplished has been because of our own abilities and our own skills. Those words are for us who take God's creation for granted. Those words are for us who are comfortable passing on a legacy of resource depletion and climate change, passing that on to our children and our grandchildren and beyond. A popular saying is, "Not my circus, not my monkeys." But what that means is, "Not my problem. I won't be around to deal with it." Well, don't be fooled. All that we have comes from God. And the great story of creation in Genesis reminds us that we are not the owners of the earth. We are simply caretakers. We're stewards. It is the very idea that we own creation that has led to our waste and our abuse of, and misuse of God's creation. And I think that is the sin of ingratitude. God adorned us with unmerited trust as he placed his creation under our dominion for our use. I imagine even now God is up in heaven looking down on us, shaking his head, wondering what he was thinking. Maybe I should have given it to the baboons. God asks very little of us. Do justice, love others, be kind to all, and to walk humbly with the Lord. And whether we do as God asks or not, God still does indeed adorn us and crown us with undeserved glory and honor, with undeserved love and compassion, lived out to its fullest as Emmanuel, God with us in Jesus Christ. So I challenge you this week and beyond. Take a moment. Consider how blessed we are with the beauty of the earth. How blessed we are with the beauty and the wonder and the mystery of all creation. Stop and think about how blessed we are materially, spiritually. In the midst of life, we have the joy and companionship and promise of life eternal through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. In the midst of tragedy, we're surrounded by friends and loved ones, and we're carried in our hour of need by a God who loves us and knows us. So I challenge you this week, start when you get home and don't stop. Consider for a moment how blessed we are. And then give thanks to the Lord our God, through whom we have received everything. Amen.